Take this scenario. You have two tennis players of equal skill and talent. Both are at the top of their game, yet one consistently comes out the winner. What makes the difference? Well, I've seen the dynamic at work time and time again, and in fact, I've lived it. I played tennis in high school, and my key rival in the neighboring town was a boy named Saldana. I spent my entire senior year preparing for what I knew would be a showdown match. Then in the spring, I met him in the semifinals of the district championship. I won the first set 6-love and was leading 5-3 in the second. All I needed to win the match was 2 points, 2 lousy points. At that moment, I looked across the net and thought to myself, this guy's a top-ranked player in the district. What am I doing? My confidence wavered for just a moment, and that's all it took to turn the tide. Saldana saw his chance, and before I knew it, he had taken the match and went on to win the championship. What made the difference there? I clearly had the ability to come out on top, but I lacked the confidence to do it. Sportscasters call it momentum, but what it really boils down to is believing in yourself, regardless of the odds against you. It's called confidence, and it holds the key to success or failure in life's many challenges. And by the way, if you're out there, Saldana, I demand a rematch.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.